The Braves and Marlins are locking up in Miami. This one is scoreless until the third inning when Ender Inciarte faces Tom Kohler.
Swing and a drive. That's hammered deep toward right. Stanton going back. Looks up. That one is gone. Ender Inciarte's hit a two-run homer, and the Braves have struck first.
A power surge in the fourth inning knocked out some stadium lights and delayed things for 27 minutes. When the game resumes, Giancarlo Stanton provides a power surge of his own.
Another shot to left. This one is into the Clevelander.
That may have gone into the pool, scattering the mermaids out there in the Clevelander.
And a payoff pitch to Inciarte. And it's hit on a line, deep to right, toward the corner, and the wall, and gone! Ender Inciarte with his second home run. And we are tied at four in Miami. Ramos sets, looks to second, comes back to the plate.
Line! Base hit left center. Phillips waved around third. Yelich up and throwing to second. The run will score, and the Braves will lead.
That was a rocket.
Flowers crushed it. Jim Johnson trying to save it for Rodis Vizcaino. Full windup in the pitch. Golf to right center field. Markakis is there. And the Braves snap their losing streak.
Ender Inciarte plays the hero in his second career multi-home run game. And the Atlanta bullpen combines for four hitless innings with Rodis Vizcaino getting the win and Jim Johnson recording the save. Ender Inciarte is not known for his power, but he stole the show on Wednesday night. Here's the Braves hero after a big win.
Feels good, you know, we're all trying to start rolling. We want to win games, and sometimes this is how you go. I mean, today was me, some days it's going to be another player, but feels really good. I mean, especially when you can hit two homers and win a ball game.
Hey, three home runs for you last season. Tonight, you hit out two. Did you work on anything this offseason for some more power, or did you just feel it tonight?
I just felt it tonight. You know, it's one of those days. I mean, I wasn't trying to do too much. I've been working a lot in the cage with Thais and Castro, and I mean, things went well. I mean, I just want to start rolling, help the team to win, and that's all that matters.
And you were saying that you knew that first one was out, but what were you thinking at that second one when the ball hits the bat?
You know, I knew I hit it hard, but I didn't know I could hit it that far when I was trying to do, not too much. And I mean, it was good. I hit it over the fence, and we tied the game, and everybody was pumped up inside.
Headed back to SunTrust Park, opening that ballpark with a win. How important was that for you guys to be able to get another win on this road trip?
The fans wants to see us win. We know we have a really good team. We have really good hitters, and we know what we can do on the field. So, hopefully this is gonna be the game that's going to get us going, because we really feel like this is going to be a good year.
The Braves overcome the power of Giancarlo Stanton and a power outage at Marlin Park to get a much-needed road win. Here's the manager, Brian Snitker.
That was really nice. I mean, we've been struggling to do that, so it was nice to see Ender get off the mat there. Yeah, it was a big night for him and Tyler and, everybody. That it was just good to get some hits with guys on, score. It was a hard game. I mean, good Lord, it was, you knew when you try and write something that it's not going to be, easy.
Bullpen had some struggles on the trip, but they really came through tonight.
Really big time tonight. And, that game we won in New York, second game of the year, they were really good there, too. So it was, really good job by them also.
You can get
two home runs. Is that not something you expect to see from him?
No, not really. I mean, I think he's just trying to put a good swing on a ball. And I know he's been working hard. He was in the cage all afternoon with sights and trying to iron some stuff out. So, it's nice. I think he just up there, he got two good pitches to hit and put a good swing on him.
He only had three home runs last year in the beginning of the season. You could really see his frustration after every at bat off to the slow start. How important was it for him to be able to kind of get back in the swing of things for you, especially with the leadoff man?
Well, yeah, very. I mean, it's and he hadn't been hitting, swinging a bat. It's been in spurts this first week, and he can be his own worst enemy sometimes. He's kind of hard on himself, but the kid can hit. He just can. You're gonna look up in 10 years. He's gonna be a lifetime 300 hitter, and that's just guys want to do good, and he works his butt off, and so it's nice, because we need him on base, because we got guys that can drive him in. So if we can get him and Dansby on base, we got a chance of doing some damage.
And he did it with his glove again there tonight too.
A couple great plays. I mean, just his jumps and. And this place here is just so big. You just wonder if he's ever going to cover enough ground or cut the angles or whatever. But he made two really good plays.
nice relief for me to end a brutal trip with.
Yeah, no, it was just experienced just about everything that you can on this trip, as far as heartache on the field, blizzards, you know, laying, taking naps on runways. I mean, it's just probably this has been one for the ages here. So it's going to be really nice to get home.
And good to see Tyler Flowers come through. He's been pretty clutch so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been swinging about well. And so that's, you know, it's always, I like seeing it out of anybody, to tell you the truth. It's good for Tyler, too.
And don't forget lights out.
Yeah, we even did. Yeah, we even had the lights go out and a cat and everything. You're right. Yeah, like I say, we ran the gamut this trip.
Did you see that as soon as Vernon Phillips is a bat there? Could you see it out of the corner of your eye? The lights go out.
Yeah, that's what I asked Ted. I said, can he get a do-over? It's kind of not fair that the lights go out and, you know, when the guy throws the ball. And I guess once the ball's in flight, all bets are off. So I was kind of lobbying to let him have another pitch.
The Braves are off until Friday when they open up a four-game set at home with the Padres. Julio Teheran will start the opener.